皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 55 A Cozy Christmas。ナオミ先生、今日は何月何日ですか？
12月25日です。
That's right. It's Christmas, December 25th.
メリークリスマス。
イエス、誕生日おめでとうございます。
ずいぶん無礼ですね。How rude.
I don't understand. Why is it rude?
You didn't put summer after yes.
So, for everybody out there celebrating Christmas, how can we say Merry Christmas in Japanese?
メリークリスマス。
メリークリスマス。So, Naomi sensei, today's conversation is?
Between 彼氏 and 彼女, the boyfriend and the girlfriend.
Okay, and where are they?
Please find out where they are.
All right, and what's happening?
I think 彼氏 gave his 彼女 a Christmas present. Please find out what it is.
You're not allowed to help today.
スノーボード疲れたね。
そうね。でもこの旅館、料理は美味しいし、温泉はあるし、サービスもいいし、最高じゃない。
一泊二日の旅行じゃもったいないね。二泊三日の旅行にすればよかったよ。
でもこの時期に安く旅行できるなんてラッキーよ。
あ、そうだ。もうそろそろ僕からのクリスマスプレゼントが。
え？何をくれるの？わあ、綺麗。
メリークリスマス。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくり。お願いします。
スノーボード疲れたね。
そうね。でもこの旅館、料理は美味しいし、温泉はあるし、サービスもいいし、最高じゃない。
一泊二日の旅行じゃもっもったいないね。二泊三日の旅行にすればよかったよ。
でもこの時期に安く旅行できるなんてラッキーよ。
あ、そうだ。もうそろそろ僕からのクリスマスプレゼントが。
え？何をくれるの？わー、きれい。
メリークリスマス。
今度は英語が入ります。
スノーボード疲れたね。
I'm beat from snowboarding。
そうね。でもこの旅館、料理は美味しいし、温泉はあるし、サービスもいいし、最高じゃない。
You can say that again, but this inn has good food and onsenAnd good service. This is the best ever.
一泊二日の旅行じゃもったいないね。二泊三日の旅行にすればよかったよ。
A one night two day trip is too short. We should have signed up for a two night three day trip.
でもこの時期に安く旅行できるなんてラッキーよ。
Yeah, but we're lucky we could travel for so cheap at this time of year.
あ、そうだ。もうそろそろ僕からのクリスマスプレゼントが。
Oh, that's right.My Christmas present to you should be on its way.
え？何をくれるの？
What? What are you giving me?
わあ、綺麗。
Wow, it's beautiful.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Naomi-sensei? 結局プレゼントは何でしたか？
花火。
So the present was fireworks.
はい、I don't know if it's a firework or fireworks.
A firework. Like one and out. But yeah, as long as they're happy, it's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. でも花火って高いんですよ。
Yeah, fireworks are expensive. Well, it depends on the fireworks.
そうですね。でも、まあ、安いのは1万円ぐらいですけど、高いのは、100万円以上のがあります。
So the cheap ones are around 10,000 yen, around $100, and the more expensive ones can be around 10,000 US dollars, a million yen.
I heard there's a firework company which provide private firework festival. And their website says the price is from 10万円.
From about $1,000 for your own private firework show.
そう、だからこの彼氏は多分10万円ぐらい払ったんじゃないですか。だからね、私はね、I'd rather have something more like material or a substantial thing.
Very, very understandable because that's a lot of money. Wow, I thought his present was kind of laughable at first, butThat's a really nice present.
まあまあ、そうですね。
Yes. ナオミはそう思いませんね。
場所はどこですか？
At a ski resort.
うん、まあそうですけど、2行目に答えがあります。
ちょっと待って、今読んでます。旅館？
そうそうそう。彼女 said, この旅館ですから、I'm pretty sure they are at the 旅館 when they are talking.
And that's near the mountain.
Peter, you're right.スキーリゾートの旅館にいます。
We're both right.
じゃあ単語に行きましょう。
First word.
疲れる。
To get tired.
疲れる。疲れる。
Next.
旅館。
Japanese hotel. In.
旅館。旅館。
Next.
料理。
Cuisine.
料理。料理。
Next.
温泉
Hot spring.
お、ん、せ、ん、温泉
Next.
最高
Supreme. The most.
最高う、最高
Next.
一泊二日
Two days, one night.
一泊二日一泊二日
Next.
時期
Time, season, period.
時期、時期。
All right, let's take a closer look at some of the words we went over today. What do we have first?
一泊二日。
One night, 2 days.
The kanji for 泊 means stay.
As in stay overnight.
And 二日, the last part, 日, is days. So, one night, 2 days.
Naomi-sensei, can we have an example?
二泊三日。
3 days, 2 nights.
The word order is opposite.
That's correct. In the US, we're more market-oriented, so we want to show the appeal. 3 days. The longer time goes first. So in English, we have the appeal. The longer amount of time goes first. 3 days. 2 nights. Seems longer. In Japan, it's the opposite. The nights come first. 2 nights, 3 days. So, Naomi-sensei, let's try a few more of these. How do we say 8 days, 7 nights?
7泊8日
See, in Japanese, first comes the nights, which was?
7泊
Followed by the days?
8日
Naomi-sensei, what do we have next?
旅館 and 料理 I think that 旅 sound is very difficult for a native English speaker.
Somebody actually emailed us the other day and they said, Peter's sound is very similar to an English R, and Natsuko's sound is very similar to an L.
When we spell the Japanese word in alphabet, we use R for rarirurero sound, but rarirurero is not really R sound.
It's kind of in between an R and an L.
Yeah, I agree.
So which sounds closer? First, I'll do a heavy R sound. Ryori. Or now I'll do a heavy L sound. Ryori. Which sounds closer?
Both.
And what's the correct pronunciation?
Ryori.My tongue touches the roof of my mouth.
It touches the top of your mouth.
はい、料理。Maybe in between the tooth and the roof.
Wow, if that's the case, then R is quite far away from the sound because with R...
Your tongue doesn't touch any part of your mouth, right?
The upper part, yeah. Ryori.
So, so, so.
That's actually closer to an L. Very interesting. I was studying back in the days way before the internet got really, really full of information.
なるほど。ラジオよりも前ですか？
なかなか面白いですね、ナオミ先生。Is that your Christmas present? ありがとうございます。
失礼しました。では文法のポイントです。
So, first we have...
なんて。
Which is used as an expression to indicate the speaker's surprise when something unexpected happens. Now in today's example, which we'll take a look at in one second,She didn't expect that they could travel for such a low price. So she uses nante to express her joyful surprise.
この時期に安く旅行できるなんて、ラッキー。
How lucky it is that we can travel at such a low price in this period. Next we have...
ピーターさんが本を書くなんて、びっくりだ。
I'm so surprised you can write a book. And let's have one more just for good measure.
一泊800円?こんなに安いなんて。
800 yen per night?I can't believe it's so cheap. Now, in that last example, nante came at the end of the sentence only because what comes after it is inferred. And it's there, but just not said. So, nante is not really ending the sentence.
こんなに安いなんてびっくりです。
Next we have?
し。
Now, she is placed at the end of a sentence after a verb, any adjective, or one of the forms of the copula. And it acts as a conjunction and can mean, among other things,Not only, but also, in addition. Example, please.
料理は美味しいし、温泉はあるし、サービスもいいし、最高じゃない。
We've got delicious food, hot spring, and the service is good. This is the best, isn't it? 料理は美味しいし、like, not just the food is delicious, the drinks, maybe something special about them. This is in addition to other things.So, not just the onsen, but the atmosphere, the room, everything about it. So, the room, other things in addition to the onsen or the location they're at. The service is nice and the people are friendly. So, among other things. Now, inside the PDF, we have a very detailed write-up about this. So, stop by, check out the PDF. Really go through this because so many nice examples in there to really reinforce what you heard in today's lesson.Then stop by the Learning Center in the Learning Center tools to bring everything together. It's going to do it for today.
良いクリスマスを。
That's right. It's Christmas.
No, 忘れてました?
忘れてました。Oh.
クリスマスを忘れるなんて。
You forgot Christmas? I can't believe it. Excellent use. But Naomi Sensei, we're working today.
そうですね。忙しいし。
We're busy among other things. But...
まあ、許してあげます。
Yeah, in Japan, both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are not holidays.
そうですね。
Although they are spent together with your romantic interest.
We don't usually spend time with our family on a Christmas Day.
Yeah, so good old Christmas cake, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
そうそうそうそうそう、そうですね。
So Christmas is cake, fried chicken, and...
Champagne.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
スノーボード疲れたね。
そうね。でもこの旅館、料理は美味しいし、温泉はあるし、サービスもいいし、最高じゃない。
一泊二日の旅行じゃもったいないね。二泊三日の旅行にすればよかったよ。
でもこの時期に安く旅行できるなんてラッキーよ。
あ、そうだ。もうそろそろ僕からのクリスマスプレゼントが。
え?何をくれるの?わー、きれい!
メリークリスマス。